This will be an opportunity, along with the Chief Executive Officer, Neil Gibbons, to launch the Japanese language version of Tourism Ireland's website. And it will be an opportunity to create more awareness of Ireland in Japan and obviously encourage Japanese people and to look at the market to show what's on offer. And it will be an opportunity to show what's on offer both north and south, and obviously to build upon the success of the Wild Atlantic Way and to build upon the success of the summer's tourism. And we can't be complacent while we have enjoyed strengthening in numbers in relation to international tourists. I think we have to keep building, and I think this will be a good opportunity today to say to the Asian market that, number one, we want to continue with our strong bilateral relationship on a Japanese-Irish basis, but also to look at penetrating that market. And we have a very, very distinctive product to offer along the Wild Atlantic Way, namely the Star Wars success. And there is an interest in Japan in relation to the Star Wars component to that. And obviously in Donegal, Malinhead will be featuring on it as well.
And next year itself will mark the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between both Ireland and Japan.
Yeah, there has always been a positive relationship between Japan and Ireland, and the ambassadors, the Japanese ambassador, will be present here today as well at the launch. And I think it's, look, relationships on a bilateral basis are important, and it's also just to signal to Asia that we have a product second to none, not just our landscape.